Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you, Tisha?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Things fashion really great. Seems like it's a busy day today.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's a busy day for both of us, I guess. I was running a few meetings, so. So, no worries. Tell me how far we are on the agreement. I mean, I've sent you a new agreement. No feedback from your end. Is it fine? Is it up and up?
I don't really understand, like, what you just, like, when I went to the link, it was just, like, a website.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see, like, a contract on there.
That is a contract. That's one of the digital forms of a contract that we have recently introduced, and you would see that, you know, going around in the market very soon. But this is a digital contract. Now, how would that work is all the services, everything that we discussed is mentioned over there. There's an option to e-sign it. You would e-sign it. We would receive a confirmation, and a copy of that contract would travel to your inbox the way it is.
Yeah, it doesn't have what I want on it, if I'm being honest. And honestly, I talked to my attorney, and my attorney was like, no, I wouldn't sign that because it's not. She's just like, it doesn't have what you need on it at all, like to protect you as an author. And she just said that it needs to have things lined out. Like, she's like, it doesn't even mention, like, what happens if one of you guys aren't satisfied. We're talking about a good lump sum of money here, and I just don't feel comfortable signing that, I'm going to be honest with you.
But let me just clarify myself over here. I'm not sure if your attorney asked you to review the contract, but it does say everything about your options in case if you're not satisfied. It does say over there, if you're not satisfied, you have three options. First option will be that you can request a revision of whatever job you're doing. If it's not up and up, you can request us to change that for you, revise it back and forth. If it does not work out, we'll go ahead and change the teams for you as a second option. And the third option is a full refund of whatever you're paying. So that's actually there with you. Plus, all your rights for the book were there in the contract that I delivered you earlier. That did give you all the options in writing to, in reference to put you in the safest corner as you being the author of the book, you holding the rights to the book. As I said, we don't keep any royalties of the book. Everything goes to you. So all these things are mentioned on the contract already. I'm not sure if you actually read that. It's just that nowadays. Go ahead.
I read it, but it's not a real contract. It just states some stuff. It doesn't say, like, okay, this is what we will do, and if we don't do this, then if it reaches arbitration, then this is what's going to happen. We're going to follow Texas law. I mean, it doesn't say anything legal. All it says is we're going to do this stuff for you. It doesn't say what happens if that doesn't happen other than we'll do this, and what time frame? What's going to happen if you don't do it within that time frame?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you don't give me my refund? What can I do? Like, mm-hmm. Does it go to arbitration? Are they, like, there's so much
to the
more
court
to
of law, because, of course, this is on a letterhead of a company that is committing in writing what you're
that
paying for.
That doesn't matter, though. That doesn't matter if there's a letterhead. You can't. That doesn't outline. A letter doesn't outline what happens if you're not satisfied, though. Like, I've been in two contracts already and
mm-hmm.
with publishers, and they don't look anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel comfortable with that.
A digital contract, all right? It's a digital contract. That is maybe one of the reasons, because every second client that is on board with us has actually signed the same contract. The one that I gave you earlier, the PDF one. The digital one is recently introduced, all right? Maybe you would be the second or third client who will be signing the digital one. But the PDF one that I gave you earlier was a complete clear state agreement that lists everything in writing. And again, it states over there that if you're not doing the job or if you're not doing the job with 100% satisfaction of yours, you are liable to have a complete money back of whatsoever you're paying. All right, so this guarantee is there with... Yeah, go ahead.
it doesn't line anything out about that, though. Like, in what time frame? You know what I mean? Like, where? Like, what if we disagree on whether you did the job or not? Do we bring in a third party?
Is there mentioned in the phases? All right, because of course I told you it's an yearly contract that you'll be with us at least for a year. So all what we'll be doing for in a year, everything is outlined over there phase by phase. That first phase would go at least for the next 3 to 4 months. It would cover 5 different milestones. Then the second phase would cover at least 3 months timeline. That would cover 7 milestones. So all the timeline is also mentioned over there. So there is no if and but. If you're missing the timeline, of course, it's not 100% satisfaction that we're looking at. Plus, I know that you're not type of a person that if you're getting good sales and if you're getting good reviews and if you are creating awareness in the market, all right, and, you know, if you're shifting things, you know, back and forth 15, 10 days or 20 days up and down, that I don't think wouldn't be something that would actually, you know, drag you towards a refund, all right. But still, I'm giving you this option that there is an option for you for a refund if things are not satisfied. Now, moreover, if you want me to go ahead and, you know, create one more contract for you, I'll do that, but I would really need to understand what you want me to add, because from our side, we mention everything that's there with you. Being a ghostwriting company, whatsoever we are offering for marketing services, are there with you in writing, all right, for everything is there with you in writing. But still, if you're dissatisfied, I would appreciate if you can list down the pointers, what you need to add in the contract. After a discussion with your attorney, I would love to go and have that edit for you in the contract.
Well, let me ask you this, like, what is there any books that you guys have published that I can go and see, like, on Amazon or anything like that?
Of course.
I would like to do more research on, like, what kind of, like, does it say that your company published the book?
Yes, there, for a few books, yes, you would see that. For a few books, you won't see that because, of course, for every book, it's not that we have just worked on publishing. For a few books, we have just worked on ghostwriting, which are currently bestsellers, but the author published it, you know, he self-published or she self-published it, so we don't need our names over there as a publisher. So that's one of the things. Now, if you put your name as a publisher, tomorrow the author has to share his royalties or sales with you. So that is one of the reasons we don't ask our authors to put our names over there in as a publisher of publishing a certain book, because tomorrow the company can stand up and ask you for a certain amount of royalties or sales or a share of your royalties, what you're making out of it. And this is not how we work. We charge you a one-time fee for all the services that we are doing for you instead of keeping anything out of your royalties. So this is the reason you won't see the name as Noom Book Writing of being publisher of a specific book for a few books. But for a few, yes, you would see them. Plus, I don't know if you have done the research, but if you research only my name, put my name on Amazon, I'm a published author myself. Not in your genre. I work in a different genre. I'm a children's book author, but I've been writing and publishing books too. So, of course, with what I'm talking about with in reference to everything, all right, it's not that I'm just putting the company's reputation in jeopardy. It's like me, my reputation is on stake too, if things do not work out the way it is supposed to be.
What's a book that you guys have published that I would see, like, Noom Book Writing as the publisher?
I can go ahead and share the links with you. I can pull them out and I can go ahead and share the links with you too.
Okay. And they're on Amazon, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. They're already out there, published out there on Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to, honestly, you guys just, you don't have a lot, like, of things I can research. Like, you haven't been in, either you haven't been in business that long or you don't have a lot of work out there. The contract is, like, to me, it's not a full contract. And what I can see, digital or not, digital shouldn't change. I do digital contracts with my company.
Mm-hmm.
Digital contracts don't change the protection or what they say. The wording doesn't change. They're just in digital format. It shouldn't change anything. It shouldn't say, well, this would have it in it, but it's digital. Well, digital should have the same stuff in it that regular has. It's just a different way of presenting a contract. That's why I'm like, I don't understand the digital, why that would change anything in the contract, because that's what I do on a daily basis.
as I said, you know, it's a payment agreement, and every second client that is actually on board with us signs the agreement, and this is the only way that move forward with the next step, with paying the payments or maybe speaking with the account managers or maybe doing anything they want with the firm. So it's actually the payment agreement that says everything in it. All right, you are, trust me, Chisha, you're the first person that has a concern on the contract. I've never seen clients, you know, making a follow-up on the contracts, right? It's normally when we are committing something, things are supposed to be delivered, things are there with you in writing. If your attorney is smart enough, they would they know that, matter of fact, that there are 100 different scams going on in the market, so your banks are backing up with you as well. If things are not delivered to you the way they're supposed to be, or things given to you in writing and they're not getting delivered to you, even after that, your bank would simply go ahead and claim a refund on the payment, and I would have to give you that by hook or by crook. There is no ifs and buts at that time. All right, so these are a few things that attorneys are aware of. You're again, the first person that is, you know, asking to revise a contract back and forth. I would love to go and do that. But I am looking to understand those pointers that you want me to add in the contract so we can, you know, do this once and for all to keep you in the safest corner.
Well, so can you tell me the name of one of those books?
Yeah, I said I'll give you the links for them. I'll have to pull them out. I don't have them available off my hand. I'll have to speak with my clients. I'll have to pull them out, and I'll send you the links. It won't take more time. I just need to be off the phone, and I'll have them email to you right away.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that but you guys haven't had that many authors, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? As many authors?
I said you haven't had that many authors. Is your business, it's a new business, correct?
It's a completely up and live business, at least from the last 12 years.
12 years?
Indeed. This is what I'm talking about. Where have you been doing the research? All the Facebook pages are up and live. Instagram pages are up and live. You can see Trustpilot reviews over there. You can see everything that's there. Reviews are available online. Recently, yesterday, a client paid, I guess I would disclose that to you. I'm not allowed to do that, but I'll do that for you. He paid about $4,000, and he liked our reviews, and after that, he actually paid for the service. So, again, he did the research, too, on the same Google where you were trying to do the research, but I guess you aren't able to pull out information, which is actually...
Well,
I'll give you the links, which will go ahead and talk about the company. I'll give you a link, actually, that would go ahead and tell you that Noon Book Writing was one of the top 10 marketing companies of 2022. We were one of the top 10 writing companies back in 2021 with Kevin Anderson, with Roosevelt Publications, with... Leaders Press, you know, these are renowned names. So I'll give you links for that too. That would say the credibility. That would talk about the credibility of the firm too.
Okay, because the reason I asked is because I just looked up you guys, and it just says like all the reviews and everything are just so new.
Are just
so new.
Okay, all right. If you're talking about the new reviews or if you're talking about the reviews are new, you're correct. You're correct, 100% correct on this part, because ghostwriting service is a service. We normally work with ghostwritings, right? We normally work with new authors creating their books from the scratch, bringing their ideas into life. Now, ghostwriting is a very discreet service. Over here, I cannot ask every client to go ahead and put down our names as being the writer of the book, because mostly authors do not prefer to disclose that they have actually chosen a ghostwriter to do the books, even though renowned authors like Stephen King has used ghostwriting service, but he never mentions that he uses ghostwriting service, because this is what is the matter of fact. It's a ghost. It's a ghost who's doing the writing part for you, and you're paying the person against the service, and he's done with the job. All right, that's how it works. Now, it's. I mean, again, as I said, go ahead.
I understand that. I know
so
what goes.
This is the reason you won't see most of the reviews up and live over there. But after COVID, we came to know that, of course, review is something which is really important, because we were getting authors from Facebook, from social media, from Instagram and everywhere, and they really wanted us to go ahead. They really wanted to see our reviews. So after that point of time, we started taking reviews. So you would see reviews coming up in life from the last one and a half year, all right, but the company was writing from the last 12 years. Again, the matter of fact is that we can deliver you the job Yes, we can. All right. Is there a guarantee that you would get the job? Yes, there is a guarantee. Are you losing something on the table? No, you're not losing something on the table. Everything is backing up with you. There is everything in writing, all right, that won't go ahead and put you in any sort of trouble in getting your money back in case you're not able to do the job. A paid invoice will travel to you of what you're paying for. Phases are there with you. Milestones are there with you. Options that in case if you're not satisfied, what will be the next options? Everything is there with you. Now, I would need 1% of your trust too at the very same point of time if we are looking to do business together.
How do you guys, like, if I were to say, okay, I want to do business with you, how do I pay you?
We accept payments from debit or credit cards. Any sort of Visa, Master, American Express is completely accepted.
Okay.
Again, at that point of time as well, your banks back up with you, all right? You're using a card from Bank of America, Chase, Citi, Capital One, any card you're using that's completely chargeable and completely refundable with just a single click in case if you're not able to deliver you what you're looking for, all right? Again, as I said, your satisfaction is our first priority from the very day one, all right? And I again want to put you in the safest corner. I again want to bring you in a comfortable zone. But all what I'm trying to understand is what's missing in the contract so I can amend it accordingly and send it to you, you know, that can bring you in a comfortable zone.
I'm going to send you like a contract I've signed in the past so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay. If you have certain something like this available, you can surely email that to me right now. I'm available. I'll share it with my legal team. If they can, you know, agree to go and work with the same thing, we would go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'll just send that to you so you can see what I'm talking about.
No worries. Please do. Again, please do that. As I said, your satisfaction is my first priority. So if you're actually, you know, if you want me to create a different contract for you, that's completely up and up. All right. I don't mind doing that for you. Again, I did share the links with you when we spoke about your book the very first day on June 23rd. There are a bunch of links that I've emailed you with all the information in it. I'm not sure if it actually reached you, but it has all the information about Noon Book Writing and the books that we worked on earlier too. Let me just see. It was there in the email. I do remember I did send it to you. Let me just recheck it again.
Okay.
As I said, Tisha, everything's there. You know, don't worry about it. It's not that hard. Again, if five companies have done something wrong, does not mean every company would do the same thing, you know. So your trust would be required at the end of the day whenever we are doing business. If I was a scammer, if I wanted to do something wrong, even after signing a contract and disappear and, you know, you can do nothing about it, all right? But we are not here to go ahead and, you know, scam people around, and we're not here to do something shady. We're here to give you business, and the catch behind it is very simple. Once you'll be satisfied with the services, I have an option to book you for annual marketing, for more marketing, and this is where I'll make money from. Right now, the services are just to give you satisfactory results. Once you're up and up, which I'm sure you will be in the next 30 months, we'll talk on big numbers. There is a complete list of services which are available, which I've not even quoted to you yet. Bringing your book into Netflix, pitching your book to Hollywood producers. Nothing so far is done yet, and these are the next steps that we'll be looking forward. But those are big, hefty decisions for which you would have to trust us.
Okay, well, let's start with the contract, and then if you could send me just some books so I can see like what kind of work that you guys have done in the past, I would appreciate that.
I'll do that right away. You can shoot up the contract to me on my email. I'll review it. I'll give you the feedback if that could be done or not, and I'll shoot you the links right away as soon as I receive the contract.
Okay, sounds good.
Anything else which is missing, anything else you want to speak about, please go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm okay. That's fine.
All right. Thank you for your time, Tisha. I really appreciate that. I'm really sorry to bother you again.
Oh, you're
Really excited to welcome you on board, but there are a few hassles. Let's solve it together, and you'll be on board very soon, I'm sure.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Take care of yourself. Have a nice day for now.
All right.
Bye-bye.